So we come to the last talk in this five-part series on clear comprehension or clear recognition, sampajana. So there are a variety of ways that we can become, or things we can become clearly recognize and clearly kind of know and see. And the fourth one of the four is the clear comprehension of non-delusion. And it's kind of a mouthful. And how do we clearly comprehend non-delusion? And I think one of the ways of understanding this that I really appreciate and delight in and sometimes am amused by is to have a clear comprehension of thinking, to really recognize when a thought arises as a thought. I find it interpersonally very helpful because I might have a thought about someone I'm with. And the other day I met someone for the first time in an unusual situation, and given the context of the situation, given the something about how that person appeared to me, I had a predisposition or a bias to a certain kind of stereotype. Oh, this is that kind of person. But because I have this practice of watching my thoughts arise, I could see that thought arise, and immediately I knew, oh, Gil, this is just your thought. This is your interpretation of the situation. You better kind of stay open here to find out what's really going on here, what this person is, who this person is. And in fact, very quickly I came to see this person was not my stereotype, not what I thought. The fact that I have, you know, this bias or stereotype, these thoughts came up and assumptions that came up in a person, that, you know, I think all of us have that. That's a normal part of a mind that is operating in the world in a way that needs to have kind of simplistic, sometimes, understanding of complex world to find our way. So it's just a kind of a thing the mind does. And that thought that arose about this person, it wasn't like my thought, it wasn't like I was behind the thought or I was attached to the thought. And I didn't criticize myself for having it. I just saw immediately, oh, this is a stereotype, this is an idea, and then could adjust accordingly. If I had stayed in the stereotype and got caught in it, involved in it, then I have some responsibility. Then it's in my court to really, you know, I could cause harm that way. So in seeing the stereotype come up, this idea come up, and to see it as, oh, this is just a thought, let's be careful here, let's find out, let's investigate more, that was clear comprehension of non-delusion. The non-delusion of questioning my thought. The stepping back and saying, wait, what's going on here? It was also some non-delusion and not taking it too personally. Oh, this is just a arising of a phenomena, and just phenomena is arising. And I see it just as phenomena. And because of that clarity of seeing, there's a kind of freedom from it. And I don't have to interpret it or berate myself or identify myself with having that thought. It's just a thought. And so there also I can be aware, this is non-delusion. To just leave it very simple and kind of belongs to kind of an impersonal, not-self world. To see it as just a thought coming up, I recognize it, it's not fixed. It just arose and it's just here for a moment. I don't have to get involved and pick it up. It's in and of itself is a impermanent, a changing, temporary phenomena. To see that thought as a temporary phenomena also is clear comprehension of non-delusion. I'm not deluded by it. I see it as a certain kind of way, not self. I see a certain kind of way as temporary. If I took it as being permanent, this is it. This is the truth, that I'm going to hang on to it and stay with it. That is delusion. And so this ability to clearly recognize our thoughts that arise can be quite, I find it kind of delightful and sometimes amusing more than distressing when there's such clarity of recognition that I know I'm safe. I'm safe from getting pulled into it, be involved in it, or act from these thoughts that come up. And that delight can be there even when the thoughts are true. Then I might, with my wisdom, decide whether to act on them or not, or speak them or something. But even is kind of stepping back and just, oh, look at that. It's there's a thought, and there's a perception, an assumption, an idea. And that kind of distance and like, wow, it's kind of like amazing phenomena of nature, looking at a tree in a park, or lately we had sunflowers growing in our garden. And these are beautiful sunflowers, it's bright yellow, and I just delight in them. And so to have that kind of delight with what gets arise in one's own mind, and even when things are, there's uncomfortable to have certain thoughts, there's kind of stepping back and clearly seeing. And so this clear recognition also that the knowing, the awareness, is not caught, is not entangled, is not reactive to its, the thinking I'm having, to the situation I'm having. Oh, this is really good to have this freedom, this space, this interval where there's some clarity can arise and wisdom can arise. This is also clear comprehension of non-delusion. And I love this expression, non-delusion, because it's the absence of delusion. To say clear comprehension of wisdom means I'm supposed to be wise. I'm supposed to have good thoughts or wise thoughts or something like that. And but rather to see, oh, here there's no delusion. There's no clinging or aversion. There's no, I'm not living in the judgments. I'm not living in the thoughts and seeing the world through the thoughts. There's a place of non-delusion, which is not exactly a thing or a form of wisdom or that I can propositional say this is true exactly. The non-delusion is kind of the in the nature of the stepping back and being clear and this clear recognition, this clear freedom, this clear spaciousness that allows thoughts and feelings and emotions and impulses and desires and aversions, they can all arise, but there's non-delusion about them. It's just a thought. It's just an aversive thought or feeling. It's just a desire that arises. And whether or not I act on any of this, there's space to make that choice. There's an interval, a time. There's ability to do that. But the non-delusion sets the foundation, sets the context for living a life of greater clarity, greater generosity, greater freedom. To come from a place of non-delusion allows us to see others better, to be better friends or better listen better to other people, to be attuned to other people because we're not seeing them through the filter of our delusion or our projections or our assumptions, our bias, our stereotypes. It's so useful. And then as we meditate and we become more still and quiet, it's useful to become attuned or to recognize how subtle these thoughts creep in. Even the thought, you know, you're sitting quietly, peacefully, mind is silent, and you have the thought, I'm not thinking anything. And then you believe that's true, even though you just had that thought. And don't see the thought itself is kind of contradicting itself. But all these little thoughts come in, and some of them are evaluations, judgments, commentary about what's happening in the present. Some of them are just kind of like in the background, far away, quiet. We're thinking about, you know, things in the future or fantasies or whatever. But to really kind of get quiet, really get it, start getting more and more sensitive to how these thoughts arise, beginning when they're there. This is not meant to be a lot of work, but as we train ourselves in mindful, to keep showing up and being mindful and being present for what's here and recognizing what's here, one of those things is to start recognizing thoughts. And if you can see a thought when it first arises, there's tremendous potential there to discover non-delusion as well. The non-delusion that the thought is temporary, the non-delusion that the thought is that of not identifying with thought and making it me, myself, and mine, the non-delusion that is not entangled or caught in the thought or reactive to the thought or swept away by the thought, the non-delusion that's kind of akin to space, to peace, to openness, to a certain kind of non-involvement, but a non-involvement that's automatic and habitual and maybe even neurotic at times, but rather a non-involvement that is a whole different paradigm, a whole radical different way of living our life that's not centered in our thoughts, our beliefs, our assumptions, our ideas, but it's centered in clarity and peace, in non-delusion. So I hope that maybe you'll experiment, maybe you'll try over this weekend to see if you can notice, or for those thoughts that you notice when they first arise, the first appear, see if in that opportunity when they first arise, whether you can find non-delusion there, a non-entanglement, and have certain kind of clarity and wisdom and freedom, because you see it when it arises as just a thought. So thank you, and I look forward to continuing on Monday on probably a different topic.